Just days before a special session on the state budget is set to begin, Senate President Andy Gardner has offered a revamped proposal to offer health coverage to 800,000 Floridians. Healthcare spending is what drove a wedge between the House and Senate in the first place.
There's no agreement on any of this. I think what we're just trying to show here in the Senate is that we're willing to have an open mind and put forward different ideas and suggestions, and then we'll see what happens next week.
The new proposal would push back the start of coverage until January 2017, and those seeking the coverage would not enroll in the state's traditional Medicaid program. House leadership has said it wants no part of Medicaid expansion.